Now, did you get slammed over the weekend by these thunderstorms? That deluge came in quick. Gary Youngbreed said to us on Friday on the show, get ready, there will be rain coming, and there's no way it's not going to hit us hard. And he was exactly right. That's what we saw, particularly on that Sunday. Now, it obviously hit also our electrical systems very badly as well. Danny Donald is the Corporate Communications Manager at Energex, and he joins me on the line now. Danny, thanks for being on 4BC Drive.
Thanks, Scott.
Now, what is the latest, first up, with the power outages from the weekend storms?
Yeah, mate. Well, we're looking around about 800 customers still affected, and they're predominantly out at the Ipswich and Western Brisbane way. So if you're around Carolee and areas surrounding those, they're the ones who are by far the worst affected. And we actually not only had power lines down there, we had whole brand new power poles snapped off at the base.
Wow.
And we counted, as a result of, we counted 190,000 lightning strikes around the network as well.
And what at the peak, what were the number of homes without power?
Yeah, well, there were 33,000 at the peak, Scott. We got them down to about 1,800 overnight. And this morning, the crews have been out there. We've got crews from Sunshine Coast, Gold Coast, everywhere, just trying to get this last section of the network, not just fixed up, but actually rebuilt. That's how bad it has been, particularly around the Carolee and Chewarra, Western Ipswich way.
Well, it's probably the first big storm of the summer season. We're not even in summer yet. But the concern, of course, is the forecast for the rest of the week. What are you anticipating?
Mate, we're under the impression as well that it's going to keep on going. Our crews are certainly well aware of it. It's southeast Queensland, Scott. This happens quite often, and back-to-back storms aren't uncommon, and you know, our crews are ready for whatever Mother Nature decides to chuck at us.
Yeah, look, it's always a tough time for you guys, but as you always say, Danny, and I know that listeners understand that, you guys have got to be very careful with those fallen power lines, not just your workers, but, of course, people out there themselves.
Yeah, that's right. People often think that it just because the power line's on the ground, it's not live. Well, that's not true. It can be live and they can kill instantly. Not only that, people have got as soon as the storms come over, they want to go out and clean up the yard, pick up the debris, get rid of the branches that have fallen. But, you know, just double check that there's no power lines among those tree branches, because unfortunately a doctor was killed 2 years ago in Sydney doing exactly that.
All right, Danny Donald. Look, hopefully we won't have to come back to you, but I suspect we will during the week. Well done in terms of getting it down to 800 by now after very ferocious storms at the weekend.
It was, Scott. And some of those 800 will be out well into tonight as well. So we appreciate their patience. We really do.
All right, that was Danny Donald, the Corporate Communications Manager with Energex.